Hello and welcome to another episode of The Drop. I am your host Andre Dixon, in place of my homie Chris, who's out on assignment this week, but I've got company here. I'm with Camney, Jensine and Camelia. How are you guys?
Good.
Yo, so we had our first episode of our catch up after a long break. Obviously the world has changed a lot. How have you guys been this week? Has there been any like new developments, anything new that you want to tell people? I'm always pressing Jensine about her new boo thing, but you know, I'm not getting much traction here.
I don't know what you're talking about. As far as I know, I'm still single.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hope that Mr. Man's not listening to this. I'm gonna move on real, you know, quickly. Camelia, any new news? Are you good? How's things going?
Everything's good. Work is going really well. I think just worldwide, the tensions are really high because there's a war going on. So
that is right. That's right.
A bit anxious.
And Camney, how are you?
I'm good. You know, yeah, there's a war going on. It's crazy.
It's still
trying to honestly, like, not look at the negative content, like those disturbing videos that I've seen. Like, I'm honestly avoiding some social media because of that reason, because it's everywhere and it's kind of sad and depressing. So, yeah. Ignorance is bliss right now for me.
Well, allow me to distract you guys for 30 minutes from all the horrible news that's out there. Obviously, our hearts go out to all that's affected from all different colors and backgrounds. And please make sure everyone's looked after, not just like, you know, the residents of the country. Also, you know, other people who are students studying over there from Africa. Mm-hmm. You know, please also look after them as well. So that's something that was quite disturbing to me. But yeah, we want everyone to be okay. But we're going to go in full distraction mode right now. So I'm going to ask you guys, I was quite interested in this, because I had a friend who's just started to date up, like, now properly in person, after, you know, obviously us being shut out and having to be indoors and all that stuff for the last, like, almost two years. Has that whole process now of dating and, you know, or just being in relationships, you know, like Jen seen is that she's not admitting to, has that actually changed the way that you kind of operate now? Is there anything like you, how you were before, that you are different now? I'll start off with you, Camelia.
Tell you the truth, I haven't been dating. But I feel like I'm just a different person from when I was dating. First of all, I haven't dated since the pandemic, so that was like 2 years ago.
Okay.
But I think there's so many things in my life that have changed, that have me evolved as a person, that if I do go on a date or if I'm dating and in a relationship or whatever, there's definitely going to be a lot of changes. Like, I'm just more mature and I require different things at this stage of my life. So
Sorry, we've got a bit of delay here. But when you say you're more mature, like, what like, you know, things have, can you say that has definitely changed about you that you've noticed?
For me, I just feel like I used to be the person that ignored red flags, like some of them. But now,
nice,
as soon as you show me a red flag, I'm going to believe it. As soon as I see your real colors, I'm believing it. And I'm not running with it. Like, I don't have time for it. Like, I'm in my 30s now, and I don't have time for games. So
that's a nice segue, but I'm gonna get to that in a second. Camney, you, is anything changed with you, like, personally or, like, you know,
in relationship? I'm not dating because I'm not in a relationship. But one thing, if I was dating and the pandemic taught, would be that people's hygiene. Like, are you touching everything and then putting your fingers in your mouth? You know, things like that. Come on, you're grown. Like, I think.
So, have you become less patient with people before than before?
Less patient. Yes, for sure. Yeah, because you realize in the pandemic too, like, when you couldn't go out, like, who was there? Who was talking to you still? Who was trying to even make an effort to hang out, or who was using you to, like, you know, go out, spend money or anything like that? You kind of know who your real peoples are, like, who you really do want to hang out with. Because if you can, and then you also can separate which type of friends are the friends you go to the club with, which are the type of people you bring in your home, you know what I mean? And enjoy your good food.
Small circles, big checks. That's what we're going. Yeah. Jensine, you know, the person who's been avoiding this awkwardly all this time. What's changed for you?
So during the pandemic, obviously, like, there was a lot of things shut down. So I think some relationships may have formed organically due to, like, there was just more time. Everybody had a lot more time to talk to each other. They weren't really going out. So there was more effort, or maybe not effort, but it was organically, you were able to build an emotional connection easily. And then the world kind of opened up, and then everybody didn't really know what to do. And I think that's why we're getting all of these like videos of people having fights and planes and stuff, because they don't know how to act. They've literally been in the house for a year. And even when I still go out, I still feel like it's weird. It's kind of like a weird dynamic because people just really don't know how to act. They're either like buck wild crazy, or they're maybe OCD. So, you know, if you're going on a date in that type of environment, sometimes it's a little weird. So I think where I've always wanted to be out, now it's, I feel a little bit easier to be in, and then just doing something you enjoy, especially with like inflation, the big naughty inflation, like everything costs more money. So I want it to be a little bit more intimate. I want good food in my house, and I just want to like relax away from like weird vibes. So that's how it changed at this point. But I'm like, outside's open, so I'm like ready to go out again.
You know what, I think for me, like, you know, when I there's a distinct difference between how we are definitely in the UK, London, to how you guys are in Miami. So when I had to kind of get my head around like being around people in such close proximity, because you know, obviously you guys are a bit more liberal. Were a little more, a bit more liberal at the time when I came over, but like I think like for Matt, you know, this is a segue into the next subject, which is like red flags within people in general, not even just dating, just like red flags in people. So you know, like, I don't know if you guys are the same, but like you're always open to meeting new people and having new friendship groups and things like that. But like, you know, I'll start with you, Kamini. Do you have like, you know, any red flags that you have now that you didn't have before when it comes to just, you know, meeting new people and hanging out and so forth? Is there new things that you can't take anymore where you used to be quite patient about before?
Well, one red flag is that happened a few times, like, oh, can you put this on your tab? When I come, I'll just Zelle you the money. To 3 months later.
Oh, is this actual real story? This has happened? I can feel it. I feel it. So is that what people are doing now?
Buy a bottle, ma'am. We weren't even going to buy bottles, ma'am. We were just, we drank before we came.
That, yo, I would say this, right? Like, if we're talking about like gender specifics or stereotypes in it, that is more of a woman problem than the man problem, definitely. Because guys, we know what we're drinking. We have it all organized what we're gonna do. And there's always that one person says, oh, like, we can all put it in together, and that's the person who's gonna be ordering the most. So we was like, no. We'll have separate bar tabs. But you know, Camilla, anything with you, like new things, habits and things like that you finding that people have got that you can't really take anymore?
I mean, getting in my 20s, I used to probably, you know, when you're in a relationship, sometimes if you ask a guy a question, they immediately get angry. I feel like that's a red flag.
You gotta go into DM with that one.
You're like, why are you asking me all these questions? Why are you always asking me the same question? Like, first of all, I'm trying to establish a pattern here, okay? You don't need to get angry. Like, if they're getting angry for no reason, that's definitely a red flag. I ain't putting up with that. And also, if I'm in your 30s and you're still in and out of a job, red flag. If you got a pet, red flag. I don't like pets.
You don't like pets? What the heck? What? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Like, I feel like that shows like too much attachment. Like, you got attachment issues. Like, you need somebody there to pen so you could feel better.
But you know what? Like, a lot of people, I'm sure Gen Z would disagree on this. In this one, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping I've got an ally here. But like, you know, if you've got a pet, surely that means that you're capable of looking after something other than yourself.
Yeah, I also have a kid, so you know.
That's not. Okay. I won't call that. I won't call your child a pet in any sort of way. But I get what you. Sorry, say again.
I said, let me rephrase. I'm talking about if you have a pet that you treat as a kid. I find that weird. I don't want that.
Well, like a dog. Like if a person got a dog and they're like looking out for the dog.
Kid, yeah.
Oh well, like if they call it their cat son or something like that, then that is a very strange red flag, and you should run for the hills automatically, definitely. But sorry, Jensen, you were saying?
No, I'm just saying. I wasn't really saying anything. I'm just like, okay, I have a cat, but I don't consider myself a cat mom, so you know, I don't have a fur baby. I have a cat. I'm not the cat lady. Love the cat. But that's it. We draw the line. Like, there is I understand what Camellia is saying. There is a fine line of having a pet and being a pet owner and then replacing your pet and making it your whole child. It's sometimes people could get weird with it.
So another thing that has actually changed as well, like obviously we read a lot of stuff on social media. And Camellia, I'll come to you with this one. Do you feel that you should put your goals and aspirations out into public, like on social media, or tell people, or do you think you should keep them quiet?
I keep them quiet. I feel like if somebody knows your next move, they're gonna try to sabotage you. They're pushing all that bad energy on you and stuff. Like, I would never. I remember just the other day, a group of girls that we don't hang out so much with, and she just like, oh, we should all get together, do a vision board and wine. I'm like, I don't want these holes in all my my visions for the future. No, for real. They're gonna send like do Obia on my goals and stuff. Like, no. No, honestly, no. That's like something that's personal for me. Like, I feel like even if I was in a relationship, even certain goals I'll keep to myself. Like, I don't even want my partner knowing. So, you know.
Whoa. I was saying, you don't tell your partner, like if you've got
I have certain goals. Like, sometimes they're just like internal, just for me, like something I want to choose. Like, I don't gotta let nobody. I don't have to let them know either. You know,
that's quite interesting. Okay, Kamini.
I'm sorry. Are we? I'm following up on Camellia's thing about people knowing my goals. Well, I'm like that too. I believe like people are bad mind and grudgeful and
malice.
They don't want to see you reach. Okay, there's people, you can set your goal to somebody and they can be like, yeah, okay, like that kind of reaction, that's negativity, you know, in and of itself, even though they're not going to go home and cast the hex on you. It's just that you don't need that type of energy, nor do you want to even give somebody the chance to give you that energy, because now that's my red flag. I'm gonna look at you in a different light. We can't hang out no more, because I don't feel like I have to tolerate that in my 30s, like a negative bad friend. So you just need to keep people at a certain distance. Everybody, people need to establish boundaries with certain people. You shouldn't have the same boundary as with your work friends, as you do with your best friend, as with you do with your cousin or someone. Like, you just have to have certain boundaries with certain people and just let them be like what it is. Like, okay, you're my party friend, you're the one that I will say what's going on in my life, you know, you're the one I'll talk about my relationship with. Like, everybody has their purpose for you, and you just also don't even want to give anybody the benefit of the doubt to even malice you. Like, don't even open that door, because you don't even want to know if they have that in them. If I just keep you as my party friend, you don't have the open door to be like a negative person, and then we just can't talk no more. Then you know how to get lit to this song, and we can both do it together, and we both know the words to the song.
I'm gonna remember not to ask you to, you know. So what have you got planned this year? You'll be like, you know, you're gonna be ready to fight me. It sounds
like. What do you mean? Oh, you mean like if I told you my goals? You don't even seem like the hater type.
Jed C, are you with me? Because I've got a different take, but you go ahead.
Well, I am very careful, regardless of, you know, family or whatever. I'm very careful of who I share my plans with. I make that decision first with myself, and then I will be like 90-95% sure I'm going to do something, but then I want to get my opinions of my closest friends and just see what they say, because maybe they're seeing something I'm not seeing. So I'll consult, but I won't go outside of my circle at all for goals. And even to the point where I may have accomplished a goal, I try not to even share that too much either. You know, I there's certain people I don't care if they know what I'm doing or not. So I just don't share that information, because if they think that you're on the come up, they may come to you for, again, with malice or malintentions. So, you know, if they find out, great, but they're not going to find out from me. So, and I work very hard to get as far as I have, and I try to protect it. So that's my way of doing it. But like my inner circle, I feel like you can go ahead and share goals and stuff and consult with, because they're going to help me get to that point. But everyone else, no, thank you.
And you know what? I had a different take on it, but actually, you know, now when you guys are speaking, I was thinking, actually, I have become a bit more like you guys, because I used to believe that you put it out there and then it makes it happen. And there's a pressure for you to be able to accomplish that goal. So if it's like, I would do things like, you know, goals, like, you know, if you're on Instagram or stories or something, it's going to be like just temporarily there. If I see someone like jumping off of a super yacht into an ocean and it looks beautiful, then I would say, like, you know, need or something like that. Or usually it's sneakers, and it's usually a little signal to whatever brand is going to be giving them for free. So yeah, so that's a different thing. But I think that it's important for you to be able to kind of, if you feel it motivates you to be able to put it out there, but without making the statement like, this year I'm going to make this amount of money or something crass, then I think you should feel at ease to be able to do so and just kind of ignore people that, or you should check, if you can't tell your friends or you can't tell the public or the people that you're in your circle your goals or what you're trying to accomplish. So like, you know, if it's you guys and you're starting up a new business and you're like, Dre, I'm going to make sure that this thing works because I'm tired of working for other people and blah, 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 then I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to be rocking with you and I'll be looking at that. But like, I think that if you're around people that you have to kind of double check or think, I'm not going to tell you that, maybe they shouldn't be around you at all, full stop. I've got you guys. Sorry, go on, Jensen, you come in.
So one thing to add, I know you were asking what things have changed for the pandemic. I stopped doing New Year's resolution after 2020. And I'm not waiting for 2020. I'm like, you know, new year, new me. When I come up with an idea or a goal, I implement it right there and then. It doesn't matter if it's a Monday or a Thursday. If it's a Thursday, I'm going to start it. I don't wait anymore. I don't do that timeline. And that's a personal thing I have, because we really, you know, the world's changing so much and it's so crazy. I'm like, you know, if this is what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go and run with it.
Right. So now we've got rid of this, like the kumbaya section of this, this chat that we're going to have. I'm going to cause some trouble, because Kamini and I always stand at opposite sides of the table when it comes to this situation. So we're going to talk about Kim Kardashian and we're going to talk about Kanye West. Yeah, we're going there. Now I've got you warmed up now. Now the dust, the cobwebs are out. Now we can put these gloves on and start fighting. All right, are you with when it comes to this whole situation? Now, both of them have been dating other people. One high profile person when it comes to Kim Kardashian with Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live, who's been like, you know, who's got a list, a Hall of Fame list. He's like Thanos. But there is obviously on the other side, you have Kanye, who's been dating a high profile person with Julia Fox, I believe her name is, and then this new person who kind of looks like a similar version to Kim, bit thicker. But that obviously, you know, there's kids involved and all those types of things. So now that Kanye and Kim have taken Tristan Thompson, cheating Tristan again off of the page, off the tip of everyone's tongues, Kamini, I'm going to come to you last, because I know me and you're going to go at it. So, Jensine, I'm going to come with, because Camila's too empathetic as well to Team Kardashian. Who are you with? Who's behaved the worst in this whole affair? Or is it a draw?
No, I mean, I thought Kim has been very, you know, she hasn't been too much in the media. Kanye is the one that's been throwing everything. Kim is in the media because she has a business to run. Okay, so she's.
No, you hold on, Kimmy. I'm gonna come to you. Don't worry, you hold on now.
She has a business to run. Of course, she is a social media. That is her thing. But you know, Kanye has been like posting screenshots. He's been acting like the toxic ex, and you know, sending a whole bouquet. Like one minute you're out there doing your Julia Fox's makeup. And making her look super crazy at Fashion Week. And then the next minute, you're sending a truck full of roses and moving in front of her so you could be extra stalkerish. I mean, quote unquote, for your kids. But he's made it very clear he wants her back. And he's just been acting crazy. And he reminds me of a bad toxic relationship that I had. So I'm going to go with Team Kim because she was trying to choose herself. And I'm all for that.
Right, Camelia.
I think we could just all conclude that we want to be taken out of the group chat with Kanye and Kim.
Well, we're in it, whether we like it or not.
But I'm at the point of every day there's something Kanye is writing on Twitter or on social media about his divorce and his relationship. I'm just like, I'm so annoyed. Just like Jemsine said, he is so toxic. Like, just stop. Leave her alone. These are matters that should be handled in privacy. Like, why are you making it public right now? That's the annoying part about it. He said he has his reasoning for moving across the street. Okay, if it's for your kids, okay. But, you know, you're also dating a dupe to Kim K right now. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to I just, honestly, I'm Team Kim too as well. And I'm so just flabbergasted at your face when you're like... When Jensine was like, Kim hasn't really been on social media and your face was all surprised, but she has.
What?
So she has been, she tries to ignore Kanye. Like everything he writes about the divorce, like she tries to ignore him. She even says, you know, now we're seeing like, unfortunately in the group text that we're all in, she's saying, Kanye, this is very, dangerous situation that you're putting the kids in or, this is
putting Pete in.
Yeah, which is true. I mean, that's maybe
the most she said about Kanye's ready, boy.
Kanye needs to stop. Honestly, he needs to stop.
Let me just make this clear, just before Kanye comes in. I'm not with him when it comes to his behavior after a certain section. After he, you know, is not with Julia Fox anymore. Even actually, some of the actions he did with her, I think was just doing the most. However, I've got a different opinion than you guys. I'm assuming that Kamini's got her gloves on and is ready to start punching. Let's go.
Okay, well, as far as the way the situation is being handled, I'm going to be Team Kim. But as far as how Kanye is making this super entertaining to target people like me who think it's so damn funny, calling Pete Davidson Skeet, and every time I read him using the name Skeet in a very serious sentence, I start cracking up. And I think that's the game Kanye plays, is like he tries to make it seem like he's like being serious and his bipolar or whatever, not to discount that he has mental health issues, but I think he also plays a game like to make it super entertaining and funny as hell, and maybe you should not take it as serious as he makes it seem as well. And then another point I can give is like, I don't know the other side of the story with Kim because she's been quiet about it. So I don't know how, like, if they are accessible, like if he is accessible to his kids or her, and maybe what say he has in their life. I don't know what the dynamics is in that relationship because she's been so quiet about it, but he feels so comfortable maybe coming on social media. Maybe that's how he feels like he can get things done. And yet I don't know what's true and what's not, because Kanye said he couldn't get into Stormy's birthday party. And then he had to ask Travis Scott to let him in because they wouldn't let him in. And then they came out later and said that, he can always come or something like that. But then it's like, why he had to go ask Travis and this and that. And I'm like, why would he make
it
up a lie?
Tristan.
But then it's like, at the same time, Kanye crazy. So he could be making up a lie. You just don't know what to believe because he calls Pete Davidson Steve.
And you know what? I'll say this. Kanye West lost my support when he was endorsed in Trump. I'm just going to make that quite clear.
Yeah, everybody. You
know, right?
Yes.
So I haven't forgotten about that. A lot of people just forget about that stuff. I have not forgot or will not forget him, Lil Wayne, the other one, Kodak Black, all them type of people who've been endorsing Trump at all and still do. See you later. However, yeah. I'm not a fan of the Kardashians full stop, because obviously we've done battle on this. Now, I think when it comes to this situation, I think he has played her at her own game. Now, do you remember this? A little while ago, you know, we were talking about bullying and cyberbullying and all that stuff that she's crying wolf for now. What happened with Taylor Swift? You know, Taylor Swift, she was happy to be Twitter fingers and happy to be on Instagram bullying this girl. Same thing, and getting an army of people to be able to point and direct hate at her and recording conversations and putting it out there and all that type of stuff. And I think that what it is that now you've got someone who's like the grandmaster. If anyone plays Nintendo, then Kanye is the Bowser of this social media game. You know, he 100% is a... Yeah, Jensen gets what I mean. Now, I think that what's happened is that I think one thing that Kanye has done, which is really good, is that sticking up for fathers, because too many mothers, I'm not saying all, there's too high a number of mothers who use their child as a weapon to be able to kind of, you know, strike against their ex because of whatever dispute they're having. That's nothing to do with them. You know, you should be able to spend birthdays and Christmases and things like that together without there being, you know, stupid beef or any onslaught of nonsense that he had to do. And I feel I don't believe in majority of the time, but I feel that he had to use that the social media platform that he has to be able to get to his children, embarrass them, because obviously they're very media savvy and they don't want to be seen in the way of what they were actually doing. And then two, actually support, he was saying, I'm going to support dads. Like, I have to be the voice of some people who have to go through that stuff and don't have a voice or don't have a platform or don't have any power. So therefore, I'm with him on that. I think I'm going to call this a draw, because I think that Kim came out real early displaying, like, you know, all that stuff of kissing near the car and holding hands and all that type of stuff, and then going to the movies publicly unnecessarily when you know you got a damn well you got your own private movie house or cinema in your own house. Why do you need to go to the public one? Like, because you want to be seen doing all this stuff. So therefore, when he lays the onslaught on the whole stuff that he was doing with Julia Fox, good for you, and you've got none of my sympathy whatever. Only sympathy I've got is for the kids at all. Because this is gonna be quite disturbing for them. And, you know, but I think that Kim, if we're talking about who's winning out of the social media games, it's Kanye, hands down. Hands down, he's beating her at her own game. And good, and I'm glad. Do you guys agree?
No.
Well, with the Taylor Swift thing, she was going for hard for her own. Like, at the time Kanye was her husband, she was going hard for him. Like being his ally, but now it's like he's coming for her and her, so it's like she's trying to protect herself. So of course she's gonna, like, you know,
be you can't use that as a weapon, and then now you cry, you be like, oh, I'm a victim now. Different. You ain't no victim. But how's it different, Jensi?
It's different because this is your private relationship. Like, that doesn't need to be out in the open. Before, Taylor Swift and Kanye were two public figures. And to Kamini's point, Kim is also a public figure. That is not a private relationship. They weren't best friends. They just had a business relationship. So that I understand. I mean, it was petty. It was uncalled for, but I get it. The Kim and Kanye situation, like, they were in a legit marriage. They were together for I don't know how many years. And then to, like, that's so vindictive to take screenshots and post it on social media when both of them have a huge following. So, like, you're taking something private and you're making it public. And then, you know, I don't know either what the situation is with the kids, but that, like, one thing when you're separating, you don't mention kids regardless of that. So I think it was kind of a low blow for him to kind of go there and say, you're keeping kids away from me. And
but like, say if she is, though.
Well, I don't know. We don't know what the situation was. I mean, they came out with a public statement saying that, you know, they just had a party. They were going to have separate parties, and not that he was invited. But I don't know what the situation is. I don't really care to commit.
But let's give him the benefit. Like, you know, again, I'm not a fan of his, but let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say, for example, he didn't have the address. It was his kid's birthday on that day. It's actually his child's birthday. Do you not feel that he has the right to be able to say, hold up a second, you haven't told me what's going on here? You're not just sidelining me, because like, he has, no matter what anyone said, he's been an active father, so therefore he's trying to be that. Surely he has the right to be able to use his platform to be able to shame them. And that's what I think about with these guys. They have met someone who's better at than them. All of, and this includes Chloe when she was bullying Jordan Woods and all this stuff of things. These guys have done it several times. And then with Kim Kardashian, she's had people that are smaller than her in stardom. You know, she's married, remember, you got to look at all of them lot. They've always married, they've punched down, all of them.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe now Kanye, as now them being separated, is trying to probably navigate how to be a co-parent. Maybe
because you know it's horrible at the start.
Yeah, maybe that wasn't established. That's a good point that you made. Like, even though you're co-parenting, there's some things you should know, like the address or whatever of your child's birthday. Even though you're doing separate parties, it's still your child, and that is not too much to ask for. You know, like, you know what I mean? I feel like that's like one of the things that I don't have kids, and definitely I'm not co-parenting with anyone, but I feel like you would just mention like, oh, I'm having their birthday this day, it's going to be at this house, you know, whatever. I mean, I feel like you shouldn't have to make an effort in co-parent just because you are no longer in the picture. And then you do, and then as the other side, as a co-parent, before maybe he didn't care where the birthday was because they were together and that was his wife. But now that they're not together, I need to know what the hell is going on, because It's not the same dynamic as before.
It's changed. And then you remember as well, Kamini, you guys have got a, not you guys, but you got a guy that's around your, you know, in the stratosphere of your children. And as a father, you're going to be like protective of that space. Because you don't know this guy. You don't know what he's about. You don't know what his MO is. You don't know. You got to kind of check him out yourself. Again, I'm not a fan. I'm going to keep on repeating this. I'm not a fan of
Kanye. Right, and let me just throw out, Kim and them, they're PR professionals. Like, they know how to spin shit.
They're very polished. Very
polished. I'm not even going to, like, say that she, yes, from what she wants, the perception she wants to give us is very graceful and very
She wants perfection.
But again, they are PR professionals. And Kanye is Kanye. He don't care. He's just going to be himself.
But they come against the beast. Because at the end of the day, is that one person who knows PR better than them is him. And one person who's more successful than all of them is him. In both clothing lines and also music. So he actually is a more reputable, respected person, celebrity, than all of them lot combined. And that's
a group of women. They've got a beast
against them, and they're very powerful, and you know what they're like. Yeah. And I'm not making them
sisters. If it was like me, if it was my child and I broke up with my baby's father, and then if we did not like that person, we would band together and be powerful, and probably they would be my allies in, no, don't tell him. If I wanted to be spiteful, don't tell him the birthday part, don't tell him where it's going to be.
And this is what happens,
this and that. But you just, that's what I'm saying. I know they're a group of women. They're sisters. They're a big family. They're powerful. They know how to spin PR. I just don't know the other side of the story, because she's keeping it really quiet. And sometimes, you know,
I think that she jumped out the box quick. Like, I'll say this. I'll bring you Camille and Gentine in. You know, I think that she jumped out the box quick, because she was the first person to start, you know, being on dates with Pete Davidson and doing all the public shit that I think is quite disrespectful to a person. And I did that look at if her you're
side
married,
and I did look at her side.
Yeah, and if you're married to a person, and especially if you're married to that person, and they've got mental health issues, and you know they suffer from depression or bipolar or whatever it is, like, just to be taken seriously, vows are to be taken seriously. As far as I'm concerned, now the end of the day is that, like, if I'm breaking up with my wife and that, you know, I'm dating someone else, I'm going to be respectful and just try to keep it on the side. She does this whole ad and wearing his sneakers and getting the guy to wear her pajamas and all that type of stuff. I'm sorry, I have zero sympathy for her. Only the children, because at the end of the day is that she does this stuff all the time, but she can't get away with him. Do you, have you got, like, in this conversation, has your Have you changed your opinion, or are you still in the same place?
Well, no. Well, the thing with, oh, sorry, to, I just wanted to say, like, when Kanye mentions anything about the kids, I disagree with, but when he be talking about Pete and stuff, it'd be funny, and it's true, because
yeah, he got himself,
like,
in there.
You guys just broke up, I feel like. Well, maybe you guys were already breaking up for maybe a year, but still, like, when everything was, like, officially out there for us to see, Pete was in the picture, like, right away, which, like, yeah, I did look at her sideways.
Snake and guys. Like, I don't like snake guys like that. I don't like those type of guys. And then just especially, like, when why? Someone's got kids. I think, like, that you him? Should be respectful. I don't care who it is. Yeah. At the end of the day, yeah. There's a type of guys that we, like, you know, I don't know what you women call these type of women. But there's some people that just get themselves in the mix. And it's like, there's a difference in if you're just beaten or in private. But, like, there's a difference in that and then you actually just being involved and getting in the mix too quick. So sometimes you get your ass bitten by the whole situation. I ain't got no sympathy for you. But that's just me. Camila,
and then Gen Z,
have your last words on this. Camila, you go first.
No, I mean, I agree with that part definitely about the kids and her kind of being quickly going public with her relationship with Pete Davidson. Like Kenny says, I did look at her sideways. And I am one of them people, even though I don't have kids, I am one of them people that if I did have kids, I feel like you have to kind of proceed with caution when bringing them around your new partner, around your kids. And now North has social media, which I know Kanye doesn't agree with. I'm sure North is seeing all of this, like their prime time social media, Kanye and Kim. So all of this, their children are seeing, at least North is for sure. And I feel like Kim, I don't know. Cammy says that she's being, like, you know, trying to act like she's handling this with grace. But I feel like there may be a little different MO behind it. Like her purposely going, like you said, going to the movie theater in public with Pete Davidson. Because she is trying to get a little stir out of Kanye. I think that's what
she
it is.
She could be building a case to make him look nuts. You never know. The fuck.
But yeah, I think she is. I think she is trying to get a little... She's trying to get a reaction out of Kanye. They gotta be it. Because, like, Pete Davidson, though, like, that's... He is, like, way below Kim's caliber. I'm sorry.
It is, but his body count is slaying.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that now. He's got a body count. Gen Z.
So, I would say that the kids, I think there's a little bit of, you know, as a parent and not being with the other parent, you're always going to want to be the favorite parent, right? So I think that both of them are competing for that. So Kanye is competing to be back with Kim and get, I don't know, hoe of the week, I guess is the best way to say it. Because, like, I feel like he's making these women's, they're making themselves look dumb. Like, they know what the situation is. They obviously are on social media. And they themselves are, you know, they know what the situation is. So I don't know why they're still entertaining Kanye, but that's one thing. Pete Davidson, the same thing. Like he, you know, he knows it's not going to go anywhere further. So I just feel like it's a whole circus and I'll be fine. Like if I don't see another post ever again, I'll be okay.
Oh, you're going to see another post. 100%. There's no way you're not going to see another post. This will continue on. For, but I, you know what, the only part of it, not the kids bit, because I think that the kids suffer from this whole thing, but the fact you've got someone giving to them what they've been doing to other people for all this time, bullying other people, I'm so glad, because he's better at social media than her, and also, you know, Pete Davidson for coming on, thinking of even coming, like, if you had good intention, I'm just going to say this.
But I didn't even know Kim was a bully.
Yeah,
right, but hear me out with this point. I think she's definitely, there'll be a massive amount of people that would actually could state all the times that she's bullied several different people because she has a massive following.
Can you pick an examples next time?
The Taylor Swift one, that's a massive one. Okay. That's the biggest one.
I think that's having her husband's back, though.
No, but that's cool.
When
you
were married, she did go hard for Kanye.
But that's cool, and that's fine. But, like, let's say, for example, we're married and I go hard for you. Then when you're not with me, then I'm still responsible for my actions. The end of the day is that whatever your reason is for, you still sent millions of people or hundreds of thousands of people to torment someone else.
But you know, she didn't reply to Kanye like in a bullying way.
No, what I'm saying is that she's done that in the past. Now she can't bully you. You're trying
you
to
mean
bully
she's
someone.
Getting a taste of her own medicine.
Yeah, that's right. You are literally you're trying to tame a beast that you've actually built. Because remember, Kanye wasn't on social media on that stuff before, but she's the one who actually was, you know, writing his posts and all these other things before.
So he's supporting speaking to her in her social media love language.
That's right. Well, not that's even that. Her. Just smacking her down. If, you know, so in social media world, because in the day is that you get in,
so she
you came, started
she
this.
She cares about her fame and her identity, how she looks.
She cares about her
more
brand.
Than anything else. Yes.
And let's make this clear. She has a clone of fans who will never see wrong. She has the people in the middle that only see a black man being aggressive. So she has all of that in her favor. But for the community that these guys try to be a part of, they try to be a part of the black community, and I'm sorry, they just do. They always do. They always look for recognition from black people, and I wish, and Chloe in particular, would stop doing it, because you're just never going to get it. You never will, so stop doing it. Just go for the other communities.
Low-key,
just,
you're I feel never like going to get it. I feel like these, like, you know, like your half-siblings or whatever, you know how you have situations where you have siblings that have a different father than you or whatever, yep. Or you have or a different baby mother or whatever. I low-key feel like, you know how the perception, okay, like you are like married to your wife now, but you have other children, correct?
Uh-huh.
Well, yep. I don't know. It's the same thing. My dad has, I have a 3 siblings, and my dad is married to my mom. So me and Camellia, my dad is married to, and then I have 3 other siblings where there's 2 mm-hmm. other baby mothers. And then, so the perception that the siblings get that are not the main chick, the main mother, is like maybe that they probably like because they think that your life is somehow better because your dad lives with you or you okay. get more attention or your dad is doing more, but it's not the case. Like in our case, is like we are literally taking care of ourselves. We contribute to bills, like we contribute to the bills and everything. Like nobody's like getting anything like handed to them or anything is being bought. Like you don't have to worry. You know what I mean? And
yeah, but it's all about the perceptions. That's
right.
What it is.
And then it could be the perception that their mothers give them, or like they feel like their father's not there with them all the time. But I think that what those children would want is like the Kanye dad to be all ratchet with it and showing that I want to be like, you know, in your life and be public with it. Because I think at the end of the day, what those kids want is to make it seem like their dad, that even though they may not be with their mother anymore, will like go hard for them. The same way.
Yeah, but I just think it's
usually don't.
Yeah, but they it's the media. Don't. It's Kim using the media, and I don't know any of them at all. I'll just make it quite clear. I'm only going by what I see, and what you show me is more than enough. So it's not like mm-hmm. you know I'm prying into your life. Like you put
well,
it on
maybe
display
he wants his kids to
all
know.
The time. So good for
no,
him.
But my point,
if he's
yeah.
fighting for them, good for him.
Yeah, maybe
I would say
he does
if.
Want his kids to know.
Yeah, because the end of the day is that is you know what I would say. This there's a lot of women, and there's a lot of women who don't do this, but there's a lot of women who do use smear campaigns and oh your dad ain't you know shit and he never was here and he didn't pay for this and all that stuff, and then the kid grows up believing them. Trust me, I'm aware
yeah.
of that.
And then
I've been through that stuff.
And
it's a different
yeah.
thing. So therefore, if you've got a platform and you can actually say, hey,
yeah.
no, I've done all this stuff, and your mom is having birthday parties, not inviting me on purpose, and so she
right.
can have this side.
But that's
guy,
like the point. I'm making, but not
how do you know how long this guy's going to be around? And that's what some women do. They just jump out the window, and they're always the first ones to make the move, and then the other guy's got to deal with it majority of the time, as far as I can yeah. see. You know, at the end of the day is that. But we're probably gonna talk about this next week again, because I'm gonna get Chris's input into this whole thing. But like, it seems like we've landed in a place of peace. I thought it'd be more destructive than it was since last year when we was doing battle about the Kardashians. You was going hard. Maybe you might be coming around to my side of the table. Maybe.
Oh no, but I still don't like Jordan what she did. So
no.
Chloe wasn't wrong.
Well, yeah. she stepped
she
up.
She could never be
she's
my friend. She could never yes. be my friend.
Shout out to Jordan Woods, who's dating a professional basketball player, Carl Anthony Towns. She's
yeah,
had to
she's
glow up.
Happy and good for her.
Anti Kardashian. That's
kissing her best friend's sisters. Yeah, of course. And then
because
that's what social
you know
media
what I'll tell you what we're gonna do. we're gonna revisit this. Because mm-hmm. the end of the day, as we know, and it's kind of got swept under the carpet, that mm-hmm. Tristan's been out and about getting another woman pregnant again. This man just loves impregnating.
Tristan will be Tristan.
Never known anyone like it. Mm-hmm. Like, he ain't just like having sex with him. He has to get him pregnant. It's just like, it's just some type of thing that he has. So.
Oh, no, that's a Jamaican man. Just stare at you and then you get pregnant. That's what happens.
But it's been an amazing second episode. You know, really appreciate you guys spending time with me. And thank you guys for listening. And this is, obviously, we're going to be having debates like this all along. If there's anything that you guys feel that we should be chatting about, please DM us. I'll put all of our social medias, especially influencer Jen Seen, in. I'll put her details out there so you can DM her. Please clean stuff, and please don't send me the naked pictures you guys keep on sending me. Yeah, appreciate it. I'm not inviting it. but until next week, it's bye from Camellia, Camney, and Jen Seen, and myself. We thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Peace. Thank you.